Hello, Awe Islanders. Did you know that our past episodes are available on Patreon? That's right. Our Patreon membership includes access to hundreds of past episodes, opportunities to suggest story ideas, and more. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Very good. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Ready to find your cloud? It's in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. As you float in your cloud, you feel the warm breeze swirl around you as your soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Take another deep breath, like a dragon, in and out. You enjoy feeling like you are floating as the cozy cloud continues to hug and rock you back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Noisy Machine. It was a bright, warm afternoon on Awe Island. Missy Dog was home alone, resting her head on the arm of her comfy brown sofa. As she looked out the window, she watched the birds swoop from tree to tree and listened to the playful cheering of the neighborhood kids in the distance. Missy enjoyed the radiant sunlight warming her face. As Missy sat there, basking in the lovely glow of her forever home, her ears perked up. She recognized the sound of the garage door opening and the low, quiet hum of a car engine. Someone was home. Missy leapt off the sofa and quickly dashed over to the door to the garage. As the jingle of keys reached the lock, Missy pressed her nose to the crack in the door, hoping to get a better whiff of the person holding the keys. The door cracked open very slightly. Dr. Bowski peeked through the door and saw Missy's nose wedged, sniffing away. "Well, hello there, Missy girl," Dr. Bowski said. "Could you back up a bit so I can get in, please?" Missy took a few steps back to allow the door to open. Missy's tail wagged with excitement as Dr. Bowski stepped into the house. "It's good to see you too," Dr. Bowski said with a giggle. "Would you like to go outside?" Missy barked in agreement. Her tail wagged faster, and her paws began to tap up and down. She could barely contain her excitement. Dr. Bowski went and opened the sliding door that led to a fenced-in backyard. Missy ducked through Dr. Bowski's legs and ran into the yard. The sun felt even nicer outside than it did on the sofa. Missy pressed her nose to the ground and closed her eyes as she smelled the fresh grass that had been growing in the sunlight all day. Next, Missy noticed the chattering of birds and squirrels in the trees. She pranced from one tree to the next, placed her soft paws on the trunks, and gazed up into the branches. She was unable to find any other animals out and about, but she enjoyed the fresh air nonetheless. After a while, Missy trotted through the yard and began to inspect everything she could find. Suddenly, she felt a small itch in the middle of her back. Missy sat down and tried to reach it with her back paws. But no matter what angle she tried, that itch was just out of reach. Then she spotted it, a small patch of dirt that was near the base of the house. She bounded over and flopped down in the dirt, rolling her back all over it to get the scratch. After a few moments, she righted herself and walked back over to Dr. Bowski, who was sitting in a lawn chair reading a book. "Well, look at you," Dr. Bowski said with a laugh. "You seem to be quite the mess, Missy. Let's go inside and I'll clean you up." As if in agreement, Missy shook herself from head to tail, sending a cloud of dirt into the air. Then she went to the sliding door, waiting patiently as Dr. Bowski opened it. The two went inside. Even though she had shaken off some of the dirt out of her fur, Missy left a trail of dusty paw prints all over the area by the door. Dr. Bowski grabbed a damp rag, wiped Missy's paws, and then led her to the bathroom. As she turned on the faucet to the bathtub and tested the water temperature with her hand, Missy eagerly waited next to the tub. She loved having a good bath. When the water temperature was just right, Dr. Bowski said, "Okay," and Missy hopped into the tub and wagged her tail as the water circled around her paws. Dr. Bowski gave Missy a good scrub down using nice warm water and her gentle fingertips to make sure Missy was fully clean of any dirt that may not have been shaken off. After a good rinse, Dr. Bowski turned off the faucet and gestured for Missy to hop out of the tub to be dried off. Missy felt the warmth of a fresh towel wrapped around her as Dr. Bowski rubbed it all around Missy, making sure to dry as much of Missy as she could. Dr. Bowski playfully draped the towel over Missy like a cape and headed out towards the dusty footprints that Missy had made near the door. Missy shook the towel off and followed Dr. Bowski. To her surprise, Dr. Bowski headed into the garage. Missy tilted her head in confusion. Why wasn't she going to get the broom from the closet? After a moment, Dr. Bowski re-entered from the garage with a large box in her hands. She set the box down and opened it, revealing a machine inside. "This is our new vacuum," she explained to Missy. "It's going to help us clean up around the house." Missy sat down and continued to watch as Dr. Bowski opened the box and take out the vacuum. It was a strange-looking machine that had wheels on the bottom, then a motor attached to a container, and a handle. There also was an electrical cord. Dr. Bowski brought the vacuum over to the wall and plugged it in. Then she stood up grab the handle, and flip the small red switch. A wild whirring sound came from the machine. It was loud and unexpected, and it startled Missy. To her, it sounded like it was growling. In all the commotion, Missy forgot that Dr. Bowski had already explained what the vacuum was for. She hopped up onto the sofa and began to bark fiercely at the vacuum. Dr. Bowski flipped the red switch again to turn off the vacuum, and Missy abruptly stopped barking. "I'm sorry, sweetheart," Dr. Bowski said gently. "I forgot to tell you, it's going to be loud." "Don't worry, Missy. It's not going to hurt you. It's okay. You are safe." She sat down on the sofa next to Missy and stroked her back until Missy relaxed and laid down on the sofa, paws dangling over the side. After a while, Dr. Bowski said, "Okay, Missy, I'm going to vacuum up the footprints. I'm going to start in the other room so you can hear the noise first without it being right next to you. Then I'm going to come in here." Missy watched as Dr. Bowski wheeled the vacuum into the adjacent room. She heard Dr. Bowski say, "It's okay, Missy. It's okay," a few times before the vacuum turned on again. Since it was in the next room, it wasn't quite as loud or as startling, and it gave Missy a chance to become familiar with the noise. After a bit, Dr. Bowski slowly vacuumed her way into the room. But again, she kept a distance from the couch and headed straight to the dusty paw prints by the door. Missy watched carefully, but resisted the urge to bark. As Dr. Bowski maneuvered the vacuum over the dusty paw prints, Missy noticed that the bits of dirt were disappearing off the floor. The vacuum was making some rattling sounds whenever more dirt was picked up. Before Missy knew it, all the paw prints were gone, and Dr. Bowski flipped the red switch, quieting the vacuum down until it was silent. "That's a good girl," praised Dr. Bowski. "I'm so proud of you for being brave and trusting me." Missy's tail wagged in joy. She was always happy to help Dr. Bowski, even if that meant just trusting her and waiting. Dr. Bowski put the vacuum away in the closet next to the broom. "Let's get you some dinner," she said. Dr. Bowski went to the refrigerator, took out some food, and poured it into Missy's bowl. Missy didn't realize how hungry she had become in all the excitement. She devoured her food, lapped up some water, and hopped back up on the sofa. With an afternoon full of fresh air, a bath, and the excitement of a new machine, Missy was ready to take another nap before the rest of the family came home. As she yawned and curled up on the sofa, Dr. Bowski came over and sat next to Missy and petted the top of her head ever so gently. It was comforting, and Missy's mind quieted as she thought of all the things she was grateful for. Missy was grateful for an afternoon in the warm sun, surrounded by the smells and sounds she loved. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Missy was also grateful for the cozy bath Dr. Bowski had given her earlier. Snuggling into the cozy couch, she closed her eyes and took another deep dragon breath in and out. Finally, Missy was grateful for Dr. Bowski's patience and for helping Missy understand that the new machine wasn't as scary as she first thought. She took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And she drifted off to sleep, imagining new adventures she might have with her family tomorrow. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.